title of my truck. It's right outside. I ain't got much luck, but I sure got a ride. It don't matter who lived, don't matter who lied. I've got my truck right by my side. I got my truck right by my side, yeah. I've got my truck right by my side.
There's a classic by Glen Campbell from 1981, I Love My Truck. The 5 o'clock news, sponsored by J&J Recycling and Salvage, buying cars and trucks, farm equipment and scrap metal, and selling car and truck parts. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The global IT outage being fixed, but the problems caused by the faulty Microsoft update will take longer to fix for tens of thousands of businesses. The most visible industry affected, airlines. 2,500 flights canceled today in the U.S.
At airports around the country, check-in areas have become like campsites for families and other stranded travelers trying to get flights out, including this man who could have a cruise ship leaving without him.
Orlando. My family and I have a cruise, so we're going to Orlando and might not make it.
Delta Airlines has the most canceled flights, almost 900, and its biggest hub, Atlanta, has been impacted the worst. Alex Stone, ABC News.
President Biden in Delaware recovering from COVID, but still battling growing calls by Democrats for him to step aside as the nominee heading into the weekend. The union representing American Airlines flight attendants announced it's reached a tentative deal on a new contract. It's under review and still needs to be ratified by 28,000 flight attendants. This is ABC News. The Japanese gymnastics team will compete at the Summer Olympics in Paris this month without its captain, 19-year-old team leader, withdrawing from the squad after breaking the team's code of conduct. Her offense? Smoking cigarettes. It has been a good quarter for Netflix.
Not only did Netflix get a spiffed-up new logo in the past few months, it's also gotten more subscribers, 8 million more to be exact, between April and June. That's a 37% increase over the same time last year, partly the result of Netflix cracking down on something we've all done in the past, sharing passwords. Netflix currently has 278 million subscribers, but it won't say how many are paying full price and how many have opted for a cheaper monthly cost with ads. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
College students can now get a deal on another streaming service. Max is offering a 50% discount on its ad-supported plan for verified students. The discount brings the cost down to $5 a month. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News today, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us. And for that, they are forever grateful. And by Right Way Shell, come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. As for tonight, the forecast calling for temperatures to cool down to around 57 for a low, light winds, a few clouds, and some patchy fog. And then Saturday, another nice day, more clouds than sun, though, and highs near 80. It is 77 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. President Joe Biden's campaign is once again insisting that he is not stepping aside as he faces the stark reality that many Democrats at the highest levels want him to bow out of the 2024 election to make way for a new nominee atop the ticket. Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan is one of them calling for President Joe Biden to drop out of the race. Pocan joined fellow House Democrats Shuey Garcia of Illinois, Mark Vesey of Texas, and Jared Huffman of California in a direct public message to the president. They wrote, quote, "We must face the reality that widespread public concerns about your age and fitness are jeopardizing what should be a winning campaign." The House Democrats are the latest group calling on Biden to withdraw from the presidential campaign over concerns about his fitness. It also makes Pocan the first Wisconsin Democrat to call on Biden to step aside. Biden's campaign is calling an all-staff meeting today, while the Democratic National Committee's rulemaking arm also expects to meet. Officials at Mitchell International Airport in Milwaukee are telling customers they might want to stay home today. A worldwide computer outage caused by a bug in the CloudStrike security program has grounded several major airlines. Airport spokesman Harold Messner says you should check to see if your flight is delayed or canceled, and if so, don't come in. Banks, government systems, and retailers were all hit with the same bug. The widespread computer system outage could last for several days. While the company has offered a fix for the outages, IT employees will need to physically go to each computer affected and repair them. That could take quite some time for large businesses and governments. Wisconsin achieved new record highs for employment and total non-farm jobs during June, according to preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The new record for total employment, released by the Department of Workforce Development, breaks the record announced last month for May data. Preliminary employment estimates for June showed Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate held steady at 2.9%, which is more than a full percentage point below the national unemployment rate of 4.1% in June. The state's labor force participation rate was 65.5% in June, while the national rate was 62.5%. The Social Security Administration has announced that customers who created an online account before September 18, 2021, will soon be required to transition to a login.gov account to continue access to their online services. Over 5 million of these account holders have already transitioned to login.gov. The agency is making the changes to simplify the sign-in experience and align with federal authentication standards while providing safe and secure access to online services. Account holders are encouraged to sign in now. When you log in, you will be presented with an option to easily transition to login.gov. Once your account is successfully linked, a confirmation screen will appear, and you will have immediate access to your personal My Social Security services or other service that you were attempting to access. Existing login.gov or id.me account holders do not need to create a new account or take any action. My Social Security accounts are free, secure, and provide personalized tools for everyone, whether receiving benefits or not. You can use the account to request a replacement Social Security card, check the status of an application, estimate future benefits, or manage the benefits you already receive. For more information about login.gov, including their 24/7 customer phone and chat support, visit help/login.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is getting some more four-legged help. Attorney General Josh Call announces Beau, a black lab, will be joining the DOJ as a new accelerant detection canine. Beau will assist special agents and other investigators across the state detect accelerants in and around fire scenes. Beau joins Tutty as the second accelerant detection canine and will be assigned to the state fire marshal's office. Beau comes from the Puppies Behind Bars program, which employs incarcerated individuals to train service dogs. Beau went through training at the ATF National Canine Division and was later paired with a DCI handler. The National High School Rodeo Finals continue in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Two performances were held yesterday. Results from those who moved on from the Wisconsin State High School Rodeo include, in the morning barrel racing performance, Molly McBride of Holman placed 13th with a score of 17.876. In the morning boys' cutting performance, Tyler Parr of Mondovi tied for sixth with a score of 138. In the evening girls' cutting performance, Carly Guckenberger of Marshfield tied for eighth with a score of 139. In the morning pole bending performance, Raylan Johnson of Broadhead placed second with a score of 20.372. In the evening pole bending performance, Allie Butler of Mondovi placed 32nd with a score of 30.574. In the morning rain cow horse performance, Taylor Donsky of Sparta placed 14th with a score of 275. In the evening performance, Tyler Parr placed 20th with a score of 144. In the morning steer wrestling performance, Walker Goford of Berlin placed first with a score of 4.89. In the evening performance, Braden Carlson of Medford placed fourth with a score of 6.58. In the second go-round in barrel racing, Molly McBride is in 41st place out of 96. In boys cutting, Tyler Parr is in a three-way tie for 15th out of 35. In breakaway roping, Raylan Johnson is in first place out of 38. In girls cutting, Carly Guckenberger is in a four-way tie for 24th place, and Josie Waldenberger of Holman is in 54th place. In goat tying, Josie Lau of Richland Center is in 22nd place out of 83. In pole bending, Raylan Johnson is in 6th place, Maddie McBride of Holman is in 31st place, and Allie Butler of Mondovi is in 87th place. In rain cow horse, Taylor Donsky is in a four-way tie for 49th place, J.B. Bound of Fort Atkinson is in tied for 66th place, and Tyler Parr is in 80th place. In steer wrestling, Walker Goford is tied for first, Braden Carlson is in 8th, and Keegan Cooley of Richland Center is in 16th out of 42. And in tie-down roping, J.B. Bound is in 10th place out of 53. The National High School Rodeo Finals wrap up in Rock Springs, Wyoming, tomorrow. The annual Boaz Fun Days celebration will be held today through Sunday at Boaz Park. This is the 50th anniversary for Boaz Fun Days. Festivities are underway with the Boaz Lions Club Fish Fry at the Community Center. The softball tournament will continue through Sunday. Get an early start tomorrow morning with the Boaz Lions Pancake Breakfast starting at 7. The softball tournament will resume at 8. Tractor pulls will begin at 10. Live music by Donnie Razick will begin at 8 tomorrow night, followed by fireworks at dusk. The Casanova celebration will be held today through Sunday. Enjoy live music and the Casanova Reds tonight. Saturday is full of activities, including a pancake breakfast, 5K craft and vendor fair, and 3-on-3 basketball, cornhole, and raft race. Casanova Legion baseball and fireworks, along with Cougar Wagon, live from 8 to midnight. Sunday's parade is at 11, followed by the Casanova German Band, Kids Pedal Pull, and more. Sharing space with Deke, a live virtual conversation with Flight Director Jerry Griffin will be held Sunday from 3 to 4 at the Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum in Sparta. Griffin joined NASA in 1964, serving as a guidance, navigation, and control systems flight controller. In 1968, he was named as a flight director, where he and his gold team worked all of the Apollo crew missions and was lead flight director of Apollo 12, 15, and 17. After Apollo ended, Griffin held different positions within NASA, and in 1982 became the third director of the Johnson Space Center. He retired from NASA in 1986. Cost to attend Sharing Space with Deke is $10. Tickets may be purchased online at DekeSlateMuseum.org. You may also attend virtually. To receive a link to attend virtually, go to DekeSlateMuseum.org/events.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Robert Bud Franklin, 92, of Avoca, died Sunday at Aurora Zilber Family Hospice. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Avoca. Burial with military graveside rites will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet this evening from now until 7. Friends may also call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Avoca tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Robert Bud Franklin, 92, of Avoca. Daniel Bowles Tegtmeyer, 85, of Cazenovia, died Monday. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at St. Luke's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Richland Center, with burial in the Souls Creek Cemetery to follow. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's Lutheran Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Daniel Bowles Tegtmeyer, 85, of Cazenovia. Penny Lane Pennell Starkey, 54, of Boscobel and formerly of Fenimore, died July 5th at her residence. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 until 5 at Kim Silver Dollar in Boscobel. The Larson Family Funeral Home of Fenimore is assisting the family of Penny Lane Pennell Starkey, 54, of Boscobel, formerly of Fenimore. Martha Baltazar, 80, of Richland Center, died Monday at Harvest Guest Home. Funeral services will be held Sunday at 3 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the funeral will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 2 until the time of service at 3. Martha Baltazar, 80, of Richland Center. Wayne Delbert Blinston, 84, of Laval, died Sunday at his home, the result of numerous illnesses. Services will be held at noon Monday at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will be at Oaklawn Cemetery, Laval. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg Monday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be sent to Laval Advent Christian Church or to the Village of Laval toward building of the new park pavilion. Wayne Delbert Blinston, 84, of Laval. Brent Anthony Tony Vinglish, 56, of Muscadet, died Saturday at his home. Memorial services will be held next Friday, July 26th, from 4 to 6, at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Brent Anthony Tony Vinglish, 56, of Muscadet. Eloise Skip Miller, 93, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Services will be held Saturday, July 27th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel next Friday, July 26th from 4 until 6, and again Saturday, July 27th from 9 until 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Pine Valley Foundation, St. Jude's, or charity of your choice. Eloise Skip Miller, 93, of Richland Center. Gary Allen Slayback, 76, of Geraldine, Montana, formerly of Richland Center, died July 11th. A full military service by the American Legion Honor Guard will be held Saturday, August 3rd at 12:30 at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow from 1 to 3 at the American Legion Post 13 in Richland Center. Gary Allen Slayback, 76, of Geraldine, Montana, formerly of Richland Center.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Mr. G Sidewalk Sale, this now through Sunday, you only have 3 days left. Save up to 20 to 50% on shoes and clothing, including name brands at great prices. Come join the fun with great bargains both outside and in store at Mr. G's and Richland Center now through Sunday. Only at Mr. G's Sidewalk Sale in the Richland Square. Open today from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and tomorrow 9 to 4 and Sunday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Mr. G's. WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. I hope you enjoyed this beautiful and quite perfect day out today. High temperatures flirted with 80 degrees with winds out of the southwest. And those dew points low, so we sat comfy. Now tonight, a few clouds will stick around, but overall, trying to clear on out. This, of course, will allow for some patchy fog to start to build in and may linger through early tomorrow morning, and temperatures falling to the upper 50s. After a crisp, cool, and bright start to the day, a few clouds will start to fill in by the afternoon. Seeing more clouds than sun to end the day, it will be seasonal with highs near 80. As the skies try to clear off once again tomorrow night, patchy fog is possible, with lows falling to right about 60. Then everything starts to change on Sunday. The high pressure system that's sitting overhead right now, that's clearing our skies, calming our winds, and not allowing any showers or storms, is actually going to start to kick off to the east. And as it does so, it's going to allow two things to happen. The first thing that's going to happen is a cold front is going to be dropping in from the north. This, of course, is why we're going to see clouds by tomorrow. If you're actually headed up to the Northwoods, you're going to run into some shower and thunderstorm chances. But if you're staying down here all weekend long, we're going to hold off until Sunday. Sunday. It does look like we'll see some showers and storms by the afternoon and continuing to roll through the evening. None of them are expected to be severe, but some could be on the stronger side of things, producing some gustier winds, small hail, and some locally heavy downpours. High temperatures will once again tap 80 degrees, and that'll be the trend as we push into next week, too, flirting with 80. Remember I said two things were going to happen? Well, first was the cold front. The next thing is a low-pressure system from the Gulf of Mexico is starting to lift up north as well. This is going to continue to feed in some moisture and mugginess. So feeling a bit uncomfortable and sticky as we start next week off. So get outside and enjoy this beautiful evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It is a partly sunny 77 degrees, 80 our high today, while our morning low was 54. Yesterday's high was 76 and no precipitation. A record high for this day, 98, was set in 1974, while a record low of 46 was set in 1958. As for last year on this day, our high was 82, our low 55. Sunset today will be at 8:37, sunrise tomorrow at 5:39. No precipitation today, the barometer down to 30.9 as it continues to fall, and west winds are at 3 to 5. Again, it's 77 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. That's especially true with temptations of many sorts. Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. Criminals, drug addicts, alcoholics all understand the statement. What begins in the mind as a simple thought of looking at that pornographic image or taking that first drink or swiping that DVD from the store leads to a feeling of desire to have that item or take that drug, which intensifies to the thrill that it will produce, which leads to the act of giving in to that temptation, which leads to a life drawn down into the bottom of the barrel of life, which leads to the consequences of destroyed lives, relationships, and possibly even a prison sentence. But that statement can also be true in the spiritual sense of good living. Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." When our minds are involved in thinking about righteous living and becoming like Christ, those thoughts will produce the feeling of joy in our relationship with the Almighty, which will lead us to acts of mercy and love, which will bring us the consequence or the reward of a life lived rightly, sitting on the Father's lap and enjoying His face. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks. Think on the good things.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO's Evening Sports, sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Well, going on today through Sunday is the Casanova celebration, which will include the Casanova Reds in action tonight. Now, there has been a bit of a change in opponent. The Cas Reds home game tonight will be against Dodgeville at 7:30. The 6 o'clock game with Plain has been called off. Former Marquette guard Tyler Kolick is lighting it up on the NBA Summer League. Kolick is playing for the Knicks, and he stood out from the field in New York's 106-105 win Wednesday. He had 21 points, 8 assists, and 4 rebounds, connecting on winning 3-pointers in the closing seconds. Another former Golden Eagle player, Justin Lewis, scored 11 for the Knicks. Kolick slipped to the second round in this year's NBA draft based on question about his athleticism and ability to finish against bigger opponents. He's diminishing those doubts after dishing out 22 assists in 4 summer league games. The Bucks are getting a lot of credit for pulling off a steal by signing guard Gary Trent Jr. to a 1-year contract. He has started the free agency period seeking $25 million. Now he will play in Milwaukee for a little over 1/10 of that. Sportsnet analyst Blake Murphy says there are 2 main reasons for the surprising decision, and that is that he wanted a reunion with former Trailblazers teammate Damian Lillard, and he wanted a shot at an NBA title. It's a good marriage. Trent has an 8-year pro career of shooting nearly 39% on 3-pointers. He shouldn't get a lot of open looks with the Bucks.
Someone once said bank robbery is more of a sure thing than farming. While this sounds humorous, it may be true. Many things in life are a gamble, but farming is truly a big gamble. Schwartz Insurance would like to be sure to take this opportunity to salute our hardworking farmers and to say thank you. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want everyone to be sure that your insurance protection is not a gamble. Please contact our local staff at 647-8891 for a review of your insurance protection.
Kevin Durant practiced with the U.S. Olympic basketball team today, a major step toward getting him back on track for the Paris Games that open next week. It was Durant's first time on the floor with the team this summer. He strained his calf a few days before the July 6th start of training camp in Las Vegas and missed the team's first 3 exhibition games. The U.S. is 3-0 in its pre-Olympic tune-ups, beating Canada in Vegas and then defeating Australia and Serbia at Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, earlier this week before traveling to London. And EA Sports College Football 25, among the most highly anticipated sports video games of all time, has flooded the market as gamers who waited more than a decade for the franchise's next installment rush to play. The game officially launched today, with EA Sports increasing its server capacity ahead of time to handle the crush. More than 2.2 million people have already played the game during an early access period before launch. EA Sports said it is its goal for the game to feel like a love letter to college football and its fans. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil & LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil & LP family.
Gunderson Boscobel is excited to announce the addition of board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns. With an extensive background in all things skin, Dr. Enns specializes in a variety of conditions and is now seeing patients at the Gunderson Boscobel Specialty Clinic. Whether you're struggling with stubborn acne, persistent skin irritation, or concerned about a mole or patch of skin that's changed, Dr. Enns can help. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Enns, call the Gunderson Boscobel Specialty Clinic today.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Corn and cattle were mixed Friday, soybeans finished lower, and hogs closed higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down modestly on speculative and technical selling. Contracts were up early, but they faded with soybean products falling from their highs. Soybean crush margins remain strong, and U.S. beans are becoming more competitive on the export market. August beans were down 1.25 at 10.97 and a quarter. September was 4 lower at 10.36 and 3 quarters. August bean meal was down 40 cents at $3.36.80. August soybean oil is 11 points higher at $46.56, but well below the day's highs. Corn was narrowly mixed. Weather's favorable in most of the region, but some northwestern growing areas could turn hotter and drier. Export demand and corn for ethanol use are both solid. September corn was 3/4 lower at $3.90.5, and December was down 1/4 at $4.04.75. And wheat closed higher on speculative and technical buying. A move to hotter, drier weather could stress spring wheat in the northern U.S. plains and Canada. Drought's an issue in the Black Sea region, and there are quality concerns for parts of Europe. September Chicago was up 7.5 at 542.75. September Kansas City was 70.25 higher at 570. September Minneapolis wheat was up 9.25 at 609.75. Live cattle were mixed, and feeders closed lower ahead of the USDA's cattle on feed report, which was out after the close. August live was up 85 at 183.10. October was 45 higher at 183.47. August feeders were down 62 at 255.60. September feeder cattle were $1.22 lower at 255.77. And hogs ended the session modestly higher, supported by the recent trend in wholesale pork and oversold signals. August was up 20 at 91.57. October was 52 higher at 74.55. Megan Grebner has your full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
Improve grain quality more efficiently with AGI Mixed Flow Dryers. The dryer's screenless operation and computerized moisture control deliver consistently higher quality grain and heavier test weights per bushel, translating into maximum return on investment. To learn more about energy-efficient AGI Mixed Flow Dryers and how they can add profitability to your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com. AGI, we're right there with you.
From grain storage and handling to conditioning and monitoring, AGI is right there with you, supporting your expertise with the largest catalog of industry-leading solutions. All to ensure your grain gets handled properly, you stay safe, and your profits continue to grow. We're AGI, and we're all in. To learn more about how AGI can support your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com.
Quiet week for direct cash cattle business. Deals in the north were marked at mostly $310, about $2 lower than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Live deals in the south were at $188, about steady with the previous week's weighted average basis. Box beef closed lower on light demand from moderate offerings. Choice down 232 at $313.83. Select closed 66 cents lower at $298.90. Estimated cattle slaughter was 103,000 head, down 15,000 on the weekend, down about 12,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply lower with a light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct down 297 with a weighted average of 82.42. The Iowa Minnesota was 5.32 lower with a weighted average of 81.77. The Western Corn Belt down 3.88 with a weighted average of 81.88. Pork values into the day higher, up $1.91 at 102.16. An estimated hog slaughter was 420,000 head, down 28,000 on the weekend, down more than 14,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grabner for Brownfield.
proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Placements of cattle into U.S. feedlots fell during June. USDA says 1.56 million cattle were placed on feed last month, a decline of 7% on the year, which followed an increase in placements during May. June marketings fell 9%, the second lowest for the month on record, due to generally tighter ready numbers and slower slaughter speeds. More news is next.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Feeling good at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? The earth really needs them to hoof it. The environment is always the best excuse. Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. Brought to you by WildAid.
The elected member of the National Corn Growers Association says growing demand is one of his top priorities. Ohio farmer John Miller says commodity prices are currently below the cost of production.
Try to move the pile of corn any way we can, grinding either livestock feed or try to grind more ethanol.
A plant pathologist says the summer weather pattern has been conducive to Phytophthora in soybeans. Dylan Mangel is with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
A lot of beans ended up going into wet soil. And then we have had consistent rains since then. What's done it lately is as the soil warms up, Phytophthora likes that even more, and then we're getting these big, heavy rains lately.
Mangel says infected plants will show signs of brown lesions on the roots. The National FFA organization has announced the 16 finalists for its 2024 Top Achievement Awards. A full list of all the finalists can be found at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett. Brownfield.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Innovation in grain storage solutions. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit, a content partnership with AGI on Brownfield. There are a lot of options for farmers to consider when it comes to grain storage solutions for their operations. In this Managing for Profit, Scott McKernan, AGI Senior Vice President, talks about some of the new technologies and innovative options available to farmers. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
Improve grain quality more efficiently with AGI Mixed Flow Dryers. The dryer's screenless operation and computerized moisture control deliver consistently higher quality grain and heavier test weights per bushel, translating into maximum return on investment. To learn more about energy-efficient AGI mixed flow dryers and how they can add profitability to your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com. AGI, we're right there with you.
From grain storage and handling to conditioning and monitoring, AGI is right there with you, supporting your expertise with the largest catalog of industry-leading solutions. All to ensure your grain gets handled properly, you stay safe, and your profits continue to grow. We're AGI, and we're all in. To learn more about how AGI can support your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com.
There are a lot of options available when it comes to grain storage systems. Scott McKernan, AGI Senior Vice President, says innovation and technological advancements make today's bins even better.
Recently, AGI announced that we've standardized our grain bin offering to 4-inch wide bin corrugation. So over the past few years, the North American demand has really directionally been in the direction of 4-inch wide corrugation, its efficiency. This is something new to farmers that know AGI. We've had 266 in the market previously. So we've largely offered our 4-inch product up in the northern states in the United States, and we are now pulling that to the south. So for us, we've got great accessories and modifications to our 4-inch product for the U.S. market, so that's exciting.
He tells Brownfield smart technology in bins is a game changer for farmers.
We encourage every farmer to consider adding bin manager digital monitoring and conditioning technology to at least one of their bins, if not more, to at least try this out. You know, a huge investment in their bins, and our technology keeps the farmer safe and keeps their investment safe. So it allows farmers to remotely monitor grain 24 hours a day without entering the bin. The system evaluates temperature and moisture and even automates the fan. So you don't have to try to figure out what the right condition is of the air temperature to turn a fan on to get you the best drying conditions that you can have. I mean, the system has got a weather station. It figures all that stuff out for you. So really, it's the right technology. It's the current technology. It's whatever every farmer should have. This adds huge value and often pays for itself by protecting our stored crops from getting hot spots, and that maintains quality.
McKernan says accessories can also make a difference.
It's never just about the bin. Durable and reliable bin floors that help with aeration, sweeps, fans, grain vacs, stairs, walkways, and more can significantly improve the efficiency and safety of a farm's grain storage system.
I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit, a content partnership with AGI on Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6-inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
There you go. Here on WRCO, I'm Bo Henricks, as we're making our way toward that 6 o'clock hour coming up this weekend. We can tell you that as part of the Richland Hospital and Clinics Centennial Celebration, the Richland Hospital and Clinics is sponsoring free admission at the Woodman Aquatic Center Saturday and on Friday, August 16th, as a thank you to the community and to encourage a healthy, active lifestyle. Here's Toby Keith, Oklahoma Breakdown.
Getting tore up, headed down to the river in the back of Fred's truck. Remember that one time you said it was so right? Go get juice down by the riverbed tonight. See, it's late now, and I gotta get you home. Your mama don't like me and you being alone. I asked you a couple of times, you said it was all right. I don't want no one girl.
just too bad. You already have the best days, the best days of your life.
Classic by Kelly Pickler with the best days of your life. The Brewers tomorrow return home from, or excuse me, return back to action after the All-Star break. So finally get to have the Brewers back on the air tomorrow. So you'll be able to hear that over on WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7. And of course, great programs coming up all weekend long right here on FM 100.9. Right now, though, we're at 78 degrees, 10 minutes out from 6 o'clock.
Get ready, Wisconsin Dells. Monster Trucks Nitro Tour will invade Dells Raceway Park with two big shows, 1:30 and 7:30 p.m. this
Saturday.
Monster Trucks and more, plus all new family affordable prices. VIP tickets, inclusive pit party pass to the best seat. Get tickets at monstertrucktour.com or get them late at the gate.
Subject to service charges and miscellaneous fees.
Riding a rail monster truck, 1:30 and 7:30 p.m. this Saturday. Dells Raceway Park will never be the same again.
Hi, this is Bev from Cobison Buses. Being a bus driver and providing safe transportation for our students to and from school is a very rewarding job. I have a great group of drivers and you can be part of our team. We are currently hiring for part-time trip drivers here in Richland Center, and we also have an option for drivers to travel to our DeForest terminal daily. This can be a 40-hour per week job or part-time. A travel vehicle will be provided and you get paid from the time you leave the Richland Center terminal. Starting pay in September is $21 per hour with a sign-on bonus of up to $2,400. For questions, call me at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Covison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green is hiring for hotel front desk positions. They have openings for second shift, 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., and third shift, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. They're hiring for summer staff, as well as summer through fall and early winter staff. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team today.
The stage is set, the costumes are sewn, the orchestra is all in tune. Now there's only one thing the community players need for their production of The Music Man.
And it's your got to go, dear, that gets me done.
Yes, it's you. Please come see The Music Man shows July 26th, 27th, and 28th, as well as August 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Friday and Saturday shows at 7, and Sunday shows at 2 o'clock. Tickets are $20 for adults, $15 for children, and $60 for two adults and four or more children. Come see The Music Man and find out why there is trouble in River City. Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel is offering package deals all week long. Save up to $350 when you purchase any living room, bedroom, or dining room package. Plus, get a free $150 gift card towards any home decor of your choice. That's up to $500 in savings. Don't miss it this week only at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Free financing available. Sale ends on Sunday. Follow them on Facebook for additional deals. Get ready for the Plane, Fire, and EMS celebration. Join them July 26th through July 28th for a weekend packed with fun and excitement. Kicking off Friday night, groove to live music with high mileage. Enjoy live entertainment, delicious food, and refreshing cold drinks all weekend long. Bring the family for a youth baseball tournament, volleyball beanbags, and inflatables for the kids. On Sunday, savor a mouthwatering chicken barbecue starting at noon. And don't miss the grand parade at 11. Saturday night, Sean Shell will perform from 4 until 7 p.m., followed by Cherry Pie from 8 until 11. Plus, kids can enjoy a pedal pole and fire truck rides. It's the Plane, Fire, and EMS celebration, July 26th through the 28th. Be there for an unforgettable weekend in Plane.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Touchdown!
life's tough, and then you die, and there ain't no rhyme or reason why. It comes right at you, so you do what you do. Love's great until it's not, hearts break. But the world don't stop when it rains, man, it pours. You can't change the course. You can wish on a star, but if it ain't in the cards, let it go. Sometimes you gotta let it go. Let it all wash on under the bridge. Blow it a kiss. Give it a rest, cause it is what it is. Time flies while you save it all up. But someday this'll all be dust. It's all just stuff that ain't never enough. And you can't take it with you, so you might as well just let it go. Yeah, you really oughta let it go. Let it all wash on under the bridge. Blow it a kiss. Give it a rest, cause it is what it is. You never know what's waiting just up the road. Sooner or later that sun's gonna shine. Luck will turn on a dime. So when the good times roll, let them roll. But when they don't, let it go. In the night, saying hey.